Well, this second hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. It's the second hour. We have cool stuff. Yes, we do. Here's an old, this is an old war horse. This will take you way, way, way back. This is actually a true story. The Edmund Fitzgerald was carrying taconite, which is unrefined iron ore. And with the, what do they call that? Sympathetic vibration of the gale and all kinds, split the thing right in two. I had a friend who actually had worked on the Edmund Fitzgerald and would have been on that actual trip, but he had something to do here in Pullman. But I was with him when he got a telegram that told him about all of this. Yeah. The wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Gordon Lightfoot, Terry Clemens on guitar, Pee Wee Charles on pedal steel, Barry Keane on drums, and Rick Haynes on the bass.
The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down at the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That good ship and true was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early. The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a crew and good captain well seasoned. Concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms when they left fully loaded for Cleveland. Then later that night when the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they'd been feeling? The wind and the wires made a tattletale sound, and the wave broke over the railing. And every man knew, as the captain did too, 'twas the witch of November come stealing. The dawn came late and the breakfast had to wait when the gales of November came slashing. When afternoon came, it was freezing rain in the face of a hurricane west wind. When supper time came, the old cook came on deck saying, "Fellas, it's too rough to feed you." 7 p.m. a main hatchway gave in. He said, "Fellas, it's been good to know ya." The captain wired in, he had water coming in, and the good ship and crew was in peril. Later that night when his lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Does anyone know where the love of God goes when the waves turn the minutes to hours? The searchers all say they'd have made Whitefish Bay if they'd put 15 more miles behind her. They might have split up or they might have capsized. They may have broke deep and took water. And all that remains is the faces and the names of the wives and the sons and the daughters. Mm-hmm. Lake Huron rolls, Superior sings in the rooms of her ice water mansion. Old Michigan steams like a young man's dreams. The islands and bays are for sportsmen. And farther below, Lake Ontario takes in what Lake Erie can send her. The iron boats go as the mariners all know, with the gales of November remembered. Musty old hall in Detroit, they prayed in the Maritime Sailors' Cathedral. The church bell chimed till it rang 29 times for each man on the Edmund Fitzgerald. The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. Superior, they said, never gives up for dead when the gales of November come early.
Ooh.
That's the group Danuva from their album called Bulgaria. Mori Ida Ida. This is, I can't pronounce any of this stuff, but I'll tell you, this is a, they have a little bit of a kind of a translation thing happening here. Where, and they talk about, this is a song, a young man saying goodbye to his horse. He has to say goodbye to his horse because he's getting married. And he no longer, which I think is interesting in that, you know, it's kind of too bad that, that he's getting married and can't have his horse. Just, it's kind of sad. Anyway, this is a Bulgarian women's choir, Balkan harmonies all over the place. And they are pretty cool. And they're doing a concert in Seattle at the Town Hall. That's at 1119 8th Avenue, East 8th Avenue there in downtown Seattle. And yeah, it looks like it might be a pretty good one. They have some guests who do Bulgarian music as well. And these folks traveled around Eastern Europe this last summer and showcased over there. And they are now wanting to share what they learned and share their experiences there. And so that'll be pretty awesome. And they're very good at what they do. The album's called Bulgaria. Danuva is the name of the group. It's the term, it's a broader term for Danube. Danuva. And they'll be at the Town Hall in Seattle tonight if you're listening on the 8th of November, which is Saturday. And if you're listening on the 9th, you missed it. But go to their website. There's some kind of neat stuff. Danuva is the name of the group. Here's one more cut from this album called Bulgaria. That's the group Danuva. And that's the cavil player. The cavil player is talking to his cavil, which is his flute. And he says, I hear something. What's going on here? And the flute says, oh, it wasn't horses taken from the village. It was young girls taken from the village. And that's what that is. Good stuff. That's Danuva. Danuva will be at the town hall tonight in Seattle at 1119 East 8th Avenue. And that'll be some awesome stuff. And like I say, they have some guests that will be doing some performing as well. And they're very enthused and they really, really enjoy what they do. And there are 9 singers or so. And then there's some flute players and some things going on. It's from their second album called Bulgaria. And we have to take a little bit of a break. Yes, we do. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Marr. Playlists at nwpr.org. Or you can email me at dasindaniel, M-A-H-E-R, at wsu.edu. Call me at 509-332-5047. And I promise I'll get back to you. I always do. I love to talk to people. And that's how that goes. I'm just kind of reeling from this Bulgarian thing, the emotion in that music. Danuva. Wow. All right, we're taking a break. We're going to be right back for lots more music. We have half a show to go. You just hang on because we are coming back for lots more music. So hold your horses because it's all good stuff. Hang on now.
Thank you for listening to Northwest Public Radio's NPR and Classical Music Service on 91.7. Listeners in Cottonwood find us on 90.1. And in the LC Valley, we're on 90.5. A list of more Northwest Public Radio stations is available on our website, nwpr.org.
Mostly sunny today with highs around 55 in both Pullman and Clarkston. Partly cloudy overnight with lows around 42. A chance of rain for Sunday, and beginning Monday, sunny skies, and on Veterans Day, becoming much colder, with daytime highs in the upper 20s and low 30s.
Going to stick with this whole kind of Eastern European thing. Stanley Greenthal and all of his friends have gotten involved in all kinds of music from Europe, Brittany, Scotland, Ireland, and Eastern Europe, Crete, Turkey. And a lot of his albums reflect that. Stanley Greenthal's just a good guy. He lives out on Lopez Island there in the San Juans. And he's a good man. He's a real kind of a gentle soul. He's a great player, Stanley Greenthal. So I can't pronounce this, but we're going to do this anyway. I can tell you it's on track 11 on this album. Here we go, Stanley Greenthal. Thank you. the wonderful Stanley Greenthal from his album First Song, a medley. First song from Turkey, Asik Vezel was the writer and composer of that, who was a blind saw player from Turkey and a poet from the 20th century, folk poet, very well revered and very well respected. The second was a traditional song from Greece, Western Greece, from the Caucasus area. And that's what Stanley Greenthal's all. He treats everything like that. And when you just hang out with him, he treats people like that. He is very sweeping in his attitudes. A gentle, gentle man. Plays in a gentle, gentle way. One more from Danuva, music from Bulgaria. This is a young man who says to the young girl, wait, I want to tell you something. And she waits for him, and they talk and talk until the moon shines, up through the moonshine. And that's kind of where the song ends. So we don't quite know what happens on that. But this is what it sounds like in song.
The waves
that carry us the way. Carry us in time, will pass over us. The touch of your hand, the touch of your hand, the touch of your hand, a receding shore. Our hearts full, our hearts full. Let the waves carry us away. Our hearts full, let the waves carry us away. Play of light upon water, in the play of light upon water. Thank you.
perfect hair down to there. She's a natural blonde. Smile as bright as piano white. Eyes as blue as dawn. What do I care at all? Feel so small. She's a cotton candy swirl. She's just your rebound girl. She sings like Ella. She's Cinderella at the ball. I'm in hell till the stroke of 12. Will you break it off? Been a while in denial. Tonight she may rock.
That's Katie Gossineau from Austin, Texas, influenced by Mary Chapin Carpenter and Beth Chapin Nielsen and Patty Griffin, those folks. She used to sit on her mama's knee and her daddy's knee and sing Janis Joplin and Led Zeppelin and Waylon Jennings. Singer-songwriter, went to the Berklee School of Music, Katie Gossineau. Pretty good stuff. All right, here's one from a woman who's from this neck of the woods, and she was part of the songwriter contest that a bunch of us judged in Leavenworth back in 2011, I believe, is when that was. And Nadine Van Hees, and she lives in the mountains, and she's pretty good, Nadine Van Hees.
Yeah. everything you do. You never seem to notice, that's why I love you. You can't help it, you don't even have to try. And I don't feel the need to know the reason why. And I can't keep from loving everything you do. Baby, it's just the sound of you. You can't. Feel the need to know the reason why. I can't keep from loving everything you do. 'Cause it all looks good on you, baby. It's just the style of you. It's just the style. It's just a star in you.
Oh, Nadine Van Heese. That was one of the songs she did at that songwriting contest. She did this album in her living room, pretty much. And mixed it, or garage or something. It's, and she mixed it with just her own expertise. And there you go. That's what happens when you put some energy towards something. This is a pretty good little album, actually. It's not earth shattering in that, but at the same time, it's just a fun album. The kind of album you just want to have. And yeah, good mixing, good ear. My gosh. Nadine Van Heese. I'd pick up this album if I were you. I don't know if she has a website or just what's going on with her and how she's going to push this thing. She'll probably get it on CD Baby and Amazon and all those various outlets. But this is really fun stuff. And so if you want to check that out, Nadine Van Heese. We'll play a couple more cuts from this album in the third hour of the show. You can hear the Rankin family in the background now, which means we're done with the second hour of the show. Katie Gosnell, Stanley Greenthal. I haven't played Stanley Greenthal for a long time. He actually plays on one of Heidi Muller's albums. Plays some bouzouki and mandolin and things like that. Stanley Greenthal. All righty. Well, I don't know where we're going to go in the third hour. We have all kinds of stuff here, and but I do have a calendar that's got a lot of stuff. Because I'm so far behind on these shows now, I've been able to collect relevant calendar items that are right up to date. And so we'll be doing the calendar. All right, you just want to hang on for that. I also want to let you know, though, that, and we'll tell you this again in the calendar, from the 29th of November up through the 20th of December, so the shows for the 29th, the 6th, the 13th, and the 20th, there will be no calendar items. A couple of reruns. On the 29th and the 6th, 29th of November and the 6th of December, we'll be running the Songs of the 60s shows, both parts. Everybody wants them. Everybody requests them, especially the first one. The second one we made just this last year, we being me. And so it's a little more in-depth. It's not the greatest hits because we did all those in the first one. But people wanted more. So the second one will be happening, and that's only the second time we've run that one. The first one we've run about five or six times. We've run, I believe the first time we ran it was in November of 2010. It's a tradition for the weekend after Thanksgiving. So we'll run that. That features the Kingston Trio and Peter, Paul, and Mary and the Limelighters and just all those folks. Alrighty? So that'll be happening on the 29th, part two on the 6th, and then on the 13th and the 20th of December, that'll be our holiday shows. And then the 27th, when you're all burned out on that kind of stuff, we'll be going back to the usual stuff. Alrighty? Unjin Shin on the playlist. Soon Jung Shin is also reading stuff from websites, and this is so much fun for me. I've never had this kind of thing in 30 years. And to be able to have somebody who can just look this stuff up is just amazing for me. And I really, really appreciate this. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Maher. We're going to be right back for lots, lots, lots more stuff. You just hang on because we're coming back. Hang on, hang on, hang on now.
Support for our programming comes from Main Street Studios and the Walla Walla Center for the Arts, welcoming humorist, comedian, author, and frequent contributor to public radio David Sedaris, who brings his wit and social critique to Whitman College's Cordner Hall on Wednesday, November 19th at 7. Tickets at mainstrstudios.com. Stay with us for another hour of Inland Folk here on the NPR and Classical Music Service of member-supported Northwest Public Radio.
You're listening to Northwest Public Radio, KRFA 91.7, a listener-supported service of the Edward R. Murrow College of Communication at Washington State University. This station is operated in cooperation with the University of Idaho School of Journalism and Mass Media.